Better breathing. Today, you can put into practice a powerful new habit, replacing stressed and insufficient breathing with better breathing that you can practice with me. How did most of us end up with insufficient breathing as our normal breathing pattern? We all breathed well when we were babies. To see that that's true, just watch any baby breathe and their little bellies move up and down, pulling each breath through all of their lungs. I think we began taking shallower breaths through the stresses and strains of our fast-paced living, from all that seems to fill up our day, from our worries and concerns, from our difficult emotions. We scare ourselves in many ways, and that keeps us on alert, primed, and ready to go. Even when we relax and watch television, the shows we choose likely don't cause us to feel calm and peaceful. Better breathing will enrich you in many ways. Better breathing brings in more oxygen to your body. Deep exhalations trigger a calming of your nervous system. You'll feel more relaxed, expansive, and at ease. When you're doing better breathing, you'll feel it in your body. Perhaps your shoulders will relax, or your forehead and jaw. You may feel a softness behind your eyes. Squeeze your hand into a fist. Feel the difference between a tight fist and now an opened, relaxed palm. As your muscles relax, you will open up a connection to the present moment rather than being perpetually pulled by your thoughts to the past or future. Allow better breathing to trump insufficient breathing anytime you become aware of a breath. After all, you will have about 21,000 opportunities in a 24-hour period. As you train yourself to take in more and more better breaths, you'll experience greater stress-free living. The power is yours to choose to take the breaths your body needs. This is revolutionary when you really get this. We want your respiratory system to function at its best. That will automatically improve your circulatory system, which in turn affects the processes of digestion and elimination. Otherwise, toxins accumulate and ill health may become chronic. Through these simple breathing practices, you will improve your breathing capacity, increase your vitality, and be able to live more fully. Mentally, the breathing exercises will quiet the brain, soothe your nerves, and even bring about greater mental clarity. As you continue to practice, it may seem that everything is getting better. Your sleep, your health, your mood, your whole being. That is what I wish for you. The breathing exercises that I do every day are something that I really look forward to, and they are among my most satisfying moments. I open my window to bring in fresh air, and I enjoy each deep breath I take. I feel as if I'm enhancing my body's immune system so that it can take care of any small problem before it becomes big enough for me to even notice. As a result, I feel like one of the healthiest people in the world. I urge you to listen through this entire breathing program, then choose the first exercise and practice it every day for a week. By spending a week for each of the 8 exercises, you will create a 2-month plan that will benefit you tremendously. Although you can do the breathing practices with open eyes, I think you will find it most soothing to allow your eyes to close and remain closed for the session. Do try some of the breathing practices in bed. If you choose to practice when you first wake up in the morning, I urge you to set an alarm for the time you have to be up and moving. In case you get so relaxed during the breathing practice that you drift off back to sleep. It has happened to me. If you should awaken in the night before your appointed hour to arise, your breathing practice may be just the ticket you need to fall back to sleep. Try doing the three-part breath or the equal breathing and count each complete breath. If you make it to the count of 10, shift your position in bed and begin the breathing practice again for another 10. Should you still be awake? After that, once again, change your position and start counting anew. As you practice with each exercise, please remember never to force your breath to do something that it does not want to do. The enhanced breathing should be a natural and easy process. If you become irritated or frustrated, stop your practice. If such a reaction continues, return to an earlier breathing exercise that you can do with ease. Use the position that you feel is best for you, either sitting up straight or reclining. If lying down, try placing a small pillow underneath your head and perhaps underneath your thighs as well, as this often helps the lower back to relax. If I'm reclining, I always like to be covered. You may too. I'm convinced that these breathing exercises, when done regularly and consistently, will open the door to enhanced physical, emotional, and mental health and well-being. As I see it, you are embarking on a rewarding journey. Better breathing is something that, once learned, will support you for all the rest of your life. I wish you abundant health and happiness. And as I do, I breathe and smile. Namaste.